In the Massachusetts House today, a vote is expected on a proposal to overhaul the state's criminal record system. The bill would change the criminal offender record information, or CORI, laws and reduce the amount of time an offender's record is available to the public. The measure does not affect convicted sex offenders or murderers whose records are handled separately. The bill is expected to pass, but as WBUR's Sonari Glinton reports, a person's criminal past has a permanent trail.
This is a story about information, the kind of information that follows you through the criminal justice system and beyond. Arrest records, convictions, dismissals, even not guilty verdicts.
I guess I was surprised to find out what a CORI was, because I really didn't know.
A CORI is essentially your permanent record. Cassandra Bensahi found out about it the hard way. She's a mother of four and spent time in prison on drug charges. When she left jail, Bensahi realized there were things she could not leave behind, as she said at a statehouse rally earlier this month.
When I went to look for housing, I started receiving those rejection letters, turned down because you have CORI, couldn't get jobs.
Jobs are the key part of the proposed CORI system overhaul. The bill would bar employers from asking about criminal histories on job applications. It would shorten the time frame that records are active. Felonies would stay for 10 years and misdemeanors for 5.
Statistics show that if someone has been free of any criminal activity for 7 years, that person is as likely to reoffend as someone who has never offended in the first place.
David White is a criminal defense attorney in Boston and a leading advocate of CORI reform. He says information and how it's used is at the heart of reforming the Massachusetts system.
Does that criminal background really affect their qualification for the job that the person is seeking? So an offense that occurred while the person was still in high school is probably something that the employer really does not have to worry about in terms of job performance or safety.
In the past, some of the chief opponents of efforts to change CORI were law enforcement officials. Now, many are behind this bill. Sheriffs, police chiefs, and prosecutors even held a press conference in support of reform at the statehouse. Representative Gloria Fox has been working on CORI since the early 90s.
I'm telling you, I was misty. I was misty. The clergy and elected officials all standing there, and we're all of one accord when we're talking about, you know, crime and reform. I mean, I'm a flutter.
Given the public support of law enforcement and elected officials, CORI reform seems likely to pass. But at the end of the day, the legislature can only try to control information, says privacy expert Chris Hufnagel.
The data industry is really good at getting the genie out of the bottle, of finding ways to suck all the data out of a system. And once they have it, it becomes very hard for the government to come along and say, you can't use it, or you have to delete it.
Hufnagel, who teaches at the University of California Berkeley Law School, says regardless of changes to the official system, criminal records just have a way of sticking around. He says employers, landlords, and anyone who uses private companies can still end up getting old, outdated, and sometimes inaccurate information about criminal records.
Those really are kind of a permanent record. And states' attempt to limit their distribution have not been very successful.
But Hufnagel says Massachusetts and other states should still try. For WBUR, I'm Sonari Glinton.